What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else. Attention, 97.3 The Fan listeners. If you're drowsy, sluggish, or feeling fatigued, you're about to get your afternoon boost with Tony Quinn Jr.
Nevertheless, I think this guy's girlfriend should be allowed to look, not touch.
Chris Ello.
When are you going to realize that I don't listen to you?
And Matt Scraby.
He's got dumps like a charm.
Cisco. Like,
yeah. Don't blame us for any side effects.
You thrilled our fans throughout the postseason with a great performance.
Gwen and Chris are ready to go.
Hey, welcome back.
We head on into hour number three of Gwen and Chris. Finally a Friday. Happy you're with us. Hope you enjoyed our countdown there. Some good old names from the days gone by of the for the Lakers, the Bulls. Frank, impressed with your Nick knowledge. Being as you weren't even around, I don't think, to see Walt Clyde Frazier play.
Or Willis Reed.
You could have got the famous senator, Bill Bradley, in there of Princeton, who became a United States senator, very, pretty famous one as well.
Try not
on those Nick teams.
Try not to show off.
I thought John Starks was an inspired choice as well. I was impressed with John Starks. If I would have had to throw one of the Knicks in, just off the top of my head, guy that I loved, probably a little before your time, but he could fill it up, Frank. Bernard King. Does that name ring
yes.
a bell at all?
Yep.
I think it was a 40-point game waiting to happen. I don't know that the Knicks won a lot when he played there, but
he could
score. Some guys just can score.
That's what I've always loved about the Knicks. They garner so much attention.
And do anything.
Exactly.
Yeah. Don't amount to a hill of beans. Well, if they win the NBA title this year, I bet you Jalen Brunson and or Cat will move into your top five.
You'll have to shut down every street within a four-mile radius
Knicks
of the Garden.
The Knicks fans would go out of their minds if they won it all. But don't worry, they're not going to.
Because
the NBA has already told us, or all the NBA pundits have told us, that Oklahoma City's got the championship clinched. Padres and Pirates coming up tonight. And game one of a three-game series. There will be big-time fireworks after the game. Hopefully, Padres will provide some fireworks during the game. One move was made today by the Friars. Right-handed reliever, 21-year-old Bradley Rodriguez. B-R-A-D-G-L-E-Y, pronounced Bradley, according to Baseball Reference anyway. 21-year-old closer at AA. Had 5 saves there in 11 appearances, so I don't know if he was the lone closer, but he did close some ball games there. 31 strikeouts, 5 walks. He replaces on the roster, at least for now, Kyle Hart. Padres still awaiting the return of both Michael King and Yu Darvish, and both pretty much up for grabs in terms of how much time it's going to be. Mike Schilt providing an update today, but honestly, there wasn't a whole lot that he could update us on. So
we also have Mike Schilt from his pregame scrum about an hour ago that we can play here when I
a little bit more Mike Schilt news. All right, we'll get to that shortly. Do you want to try to do this, Frank? We promote, because at 4 o'clock every day we do Chris versus the fans. The problem, Scraby does the questions, and he's not here. So the question, Frank, to you.
He's been slightly preoccupied.
Yes, he's got other things. Do you want to forge ahead? I am very good at coming up with questions. The problem is, part of the game is me knowing the answer or not. And so if I come up with the questions, I would obviously know all the answers. That would make it too fun for the contestants out there.
Let's just put it this way. If the first caller doesn't win, we're in a little bit of trouble.
Okay, so let's do it. Okay, I'll tell you what. We got six people online there. I'm going to go with because La Mesa is such a nice place.
Oh,
yes, the famous Shotgun Tom came up with that, not me. Shotgun Tom, very famous voice in Southern California for radio fans. Evan will be our contestant.
Okay.
Evan, right. Number four there. And Evan, you're the guy today. You're going to get the shot. Otherwise, we'll go to a tiebreaker. How are you, sir? Oh, there he is.
Doing great.
Thanks good. Okay. Me. Good. You ready? You got question one. Hopefully,
well,
you get on through.
You're jumping the gun a little bit here because there's something we got to do first.
Oh, we got to give the rules. Oh, that too.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know Gen 4.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, now we can go.
Yes.
After you tell everybody that if you're a first-time player...
You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get the question wrong and Chris gets the question right, you are eliminated. But that's not how we're going to do it today.
That's right.
If Chris gets the question wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. Please, for the love of God, Evan, be a first time. Okay.
He's not the first time player.
The first question.
Yeah. But Evan, you can qualify for a chance to win the grand prize, a trip to see Bruno Mars in Las Vegas. You'll get two tickets to the show.
Let's do it.
So here we go.
All right.
Evan's ready.
First question. What number does Jason Hayward wear?
Ooh, not exactly a gimme.
I think he wears 22.
Evan's
all
on
right.
That's a good job, Evan. Some people are good number guys. Some people don't pay attention to numbers. Evan was on it.
So there's your first. There's your first.
He's got one in the bank.
Scuff first question. Here we go. Number two. Who is the only football coach to win a Super Bowl and the Rose Bowl?
Ooh.
Please get this
right. I think that's got to be Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll. Wow.
He did do it, but he was not the first. Chris?
Oh, did you say who the first was?
Yes.
You said only.
I think you said only, but
well,
I don't think...
Again,
I think,
that's
I think
Scraby.
Evan's right. Yeah, Scraby's...
Yeah, that's
look,
Scraby.
We run into this problem all the time. Pete Carroll
Scraby
definitely coached...
strikes again. He's not even here.
He's not even here. Evan, you're 100% right. I was going to say Dick Vermeil because
yes,
I think he was the first
was
to do
the
it.
Answer.
But Evan is 100% right because I know for a fact Pete Carroll won the... Well, what did he win the Rose Bowl, though? Wait a minute. They
with
lost
USC?
The famous Texas game in the Rose Bowl.
Now we got to check it.
We got to check
here.
To see if Pete
Hold
Carroll
on.
Actually won a Rose Bowl, Evan. You might be in danger here. I thought Pete Carroll for sure won a Rose Bowl because USC won all those games. But back in those days, it was the BCS, and they didn't always go to the Rose Bowl.
Pete Carroll won the Rose Bowl as head coach in 2004, 2006, 2008, and 2009.
Well, never mind then. And we know he won a Super Bowl.
Yes, and we know he won a Super Bowl.
Right. So Evan, you're safe.
Evan got scrapied.
Yeah, but so not really, because we caught it, and he's still alive.
We're going to go to number three now.
Scraby, he's not even here, and he's causing havoc on the show.
Presence always felt, and his presence will be felt again a little bit later. Here we go, number three.
Okay. Good job, Evan. I'm happy with your performance out there.
Sticking with football. Which two East Coast teams played the first ever college football game?
Army-Navy.
Army-Navy. They are on the East Coast. He's right about that.
That one is genuinely incorrect.
Yes.
Chris?
Well, I have a guess. The problem here is that who knows really what the first football game was?
That and another big problem is if you do get this right,
then we got to go to a tiebreaker.
We've got nothing. Yeah, we've got nothing here.
I'm going to guess it was Princeton against Rutgers, the Battle of New Jersey. I nailed it.
That is right.
Evan, you're a great contestant. We appreciate you. But I happen to know that one. So there you go. Can I tell you? All right, we'll just do a tiebreaker.
Yes.
It's very
right.
simple.
So
we can do tiebreaker. You know how to do that, right, Frank?
Yes.
Pretty much. I'm going to pick a player.
Yes. I do have an tiebreaker here. I'm assuming that the number that is in parentheses is my over-under number.
Right.
And then you guys got to pick whether or not it was.
Got to say, that's the actual number.
That is the number.
Then I give a guess, and then they decide whether it's over or under.
Got it. All right. So anyone,
who's our athlete?
Anyone see your fancy? Anyone you want to?
Oh.
I'll let you pick here.
You're just letting me pick somebody. That means the people I don't pick are going to be mad at me, Frank. Do you see how that works?
So that way they're not mad at me.
I know. Let's go to my guy there, Robert.
All right.
I could have gone to La Mesa again, but I didn't.
Robert and Vista.
How are you, buddy? Always good to talk to you.
How are you, Mr. Orlo?
I'm good, sir. Good. Thank you.
All right. So you have our...
We're into the tiebreaker today because Scraby left us without questions. And it's probably a good thing because if he left us with questions, they would have all been incorrect anyway, apparently.
All right. So
who's our athlete, Frank?
The athlete is Tony Gwynn.
Oh, we're going with Tony Gwynn Sr.
Yes.
Okay.
How many runs did Tony Gwynn score in his career?
I got to give you a number.
You have to give me a number.
All right. Well, I know that he had 3,000. I don't know.
Not hits.
I know, but I'm trying to remember. I think he had 3,141 hits. I'm trying to think. You know, he probably scored about half the time, but probably a little less. That's why I'm trying to figure this out here. So I'm going to say half would be 17. No, that'd be 1,500. I'm going to say a little less. 1,400 runs. 1,400 runs for Tony Gwynn Jr. in his career.
Robert,
or Tony Gwynn in his career.
Robert, higher or lower?
The actual answer.
1,400.
1,400. Actual answer, higher or lower?
Lower.
Lower. Is he right? He is. Robert, you got it.
Give
him a big round of applause.
You were
Frank.
Really close. I got to find the applause.
Oh, no. Here, hang on. Never mind. Nice job, Robert. There you go. All right, it was lower.
What was the actual answer? The actual, you were really close.
Really?
Actually, it was 1383.
Ooh,
was the number.
Close.
So you were very, very close.
1383. Okay, Robert, stay on the line. You're qualified for the trip to Las Vegas. Frank will grab you here in a second. We're going to take a little break while you do that, Frank. And when we come back, an update to the soccer issue last weekend when the Galaxy,
Yes, it was.
The Galaxy, because there's two teams in L.A. The Galaxy played SDFC, and we had a big problem, and SDFC has responded in kind today, and I think they've done the right thing. We'll tell you what they did when we come back. A little traffic in this break as Gwynn and Chris steps aside momentarily on 97.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We welcome you back at 419. I'm really happy overall. Tony will be back, by the way, here for our Big Five, which is at the bottom of the hour. But I'm really happy that Frank's doing a good job. He's sitting in for Scraby today, kind of not missing Scraby, you know, because he irks me and annoys me sometimes. He's probably not missing me, right? He's on the afternoon show. He doesn't have me to get on his case. But Frank's doing a good job until now. Because I forgot about this. Frank, along with being a Knicks fan, is like an over-the-top Mets fan.
And you're from
New York, so I get it. You know, you went to Hofstra.
I wanted to.
Your dad worked at Hofstra.
No.
I thought your uncle.
No,
somebody.
Nobody.
You lived close to Hofstra.
I lived close to, yes.
I knew it was something. Anyway, Frank's a Mets fan, so he's making me watch the Rockies right now against the Mets. And on
you struck out Mark Vientos just now.
The first pitch of the game, Lindor hits a home run, and the Rockies are already losing. I just think it's fun. The Rockies are 9-47 right now. No pressure on the Mets this weekend, Frank. But this is the 19th series of the year for the Rockies.
Lost every one of them.
They're 0-18 so far. They haven't won a single series.
I think they're 0-21 going back to last year.
Oh, I don't know about last year. 21. Yeah. So they've lost 18 this year. Last year's White Sox, who have the worst record like ever, at this point in the season, the White Sox had 6 more wins than the Rockies do now. The White Sox also had won 4 series by this time last year. The 1988 Orioles, who were awful, lost their first 21 games. But by this point in the season, they had won two series. Your famous 1962 Mets had 16 wins at this point in the season compared to the Rockies' 9.
And I think they lost the first 9, I think it was.
I think it was, too. I don't know how many series the Mets won. You'll never believe this, Frank, because I was looking it up in 1962. They actually had one-game series from time to time that year.
Oh, really?
Really weird. Like, they would play 3 against the Cubs, 1 against the Cardinals, and then 3 against the Phillies. I didn't understand that, but if you look it up, you'll see the same thing. Anyway, the point is the Rockies compare
historically
to all of these teams. They are on pace for 135 losses, which would be one more than the 1899 Cleveland Spiders had when they lost 134. That's 3 centuries ago, Frank. You have to go back to find baseball as bad as the Rockies. And a couple more things. They have the worst offense in baseball. They're hitting .218 with 177 runs, last in both those categories. They have allowed 352 runs, the most. So they're last in that category. And they've made so many errors that they have allowed 20 more unearned runs than any team in baseball. So they're the worst fielding team also. Just to make sure that if the hitting and pitching are on, then the fielding can cost them. And they fired Bud Black. Their record since then, 2-14. So that didn't work.
With one of those wins being against the Yankees.
Which you made you happy.
Oh,
but you're
more happy than it should have.
Probably. How miserable are you going to be if they lose, your Mets lose one to these guys this weekend?
I'm not going to be broken.
Yes, because you will. You're going to be broken.
It's again, it's baseball.
It can happen.
In a 162-game season, you are going to accidentally win a couple of games.
So far, apparently, the Rockies have accidentally won 9. One of those was over the Padres. But not only have they been, they lost 18-18 in series, Frank, they've been swept 9 times.
Yeah, it's not great, is it?
Exactly half.
That's not good.
I kind of get a kick out of going over the disaster that is the Rockies.
Because it comes to a point where all you can do is just laugh.
The only people not laughing has got to be the players themselves.
I
really do feel for them going through it. That can't be fun.
No, absolutely not. And we had, at the beginning of the month, we had on Braden Serpreneur's show.
Sean Bouchard.
We had Sean Bouchard on.
Who's now been sent down. And he's probably happy that he's maybe winning a game now and again.
We talked about it with him also. He said he did a good job.
It
is hard to do, but even the worst day in the majors is better than the best day
in the
minors.
He had a really good attitude. That's a very good point. He had a great attitude. But even that has to wear on you after a while.
Absolutely, 100%.
To just get beat day after day after day. All right, kudos to SDFC. We heard about the unfortunate brawl that happened after the game. After SDFC beat the LA Galaxy, and there was a big battle, and we talked about this yesterday. Unfortunately, I feel like SDFC is getting connected to bad behavior in the stands. Remember early in the year we had the chanting. And now you've got this story and people keep talking about it. And I don't think it's fair. Fan behavior is terrible in all sports everywhere. I went to an SDFC game. I know a lot of people have gone. It's a great atmosphere. And, a few bad apples shouldn't spoil for all of you. So keep supporting and going out. This team's been really good. They're in second place. They're having an incredible expansion, first season. And, I think it's too bad that a lot of these, incidents have cast a little bit of a bad light on things. But today, SDFC did the right thing. They revoked They revoked, what was it, Frank? 33
people.
I think
it was 33, yeah.
Yeah, who can no longer attend a game.
Yes, and good.
Yeah, exactly. Good for them. That's exactly what they should do. There's no second chances in my mind for behavior like that, right?
Yeah.
I just don't think there should be. So, yeah, good for SDFC. They've done the right things. After the chanting happened, they did the right things. They came out, they addressed it, they faced it, they didn't run from it. They spoke about it before the next game or, you know, match. Sorry, I don't want to get your soccer fans mad at me. I don't use the right terminology. But, yeah, they've done it right.
And that was a great thing that Varus has done because I was there on Saturday. I'll be there again tomorrow night as well. Varus, right off the jump from the post on the
Mikey Varus, his post-game presser. He has been really good.
Right off the jump, immediately denounced what had happened. He said,
we heard
something happened that's not us. It's not who we want to be in this, that, and the other.
He's done a good job. I mean, on the field, off the field, the organization has presented a fun product to watch.
Yes.
An exciting, every time we have one of those broadcasters on from MLS, all they say is the same thing they say. This is a great team to watch. They do the most exciting style of soccer you can. So, good on them. 33 fans. I have no excuses for you.
No.
You're out, and you should be out for that kind of crap.
And I want to expand a little bit on what you said yesterday, saying that this is, it's a soccer issue.
No, I didn't say it was. I think people.
No, right.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
I just want to be
clear.
That's
what I meant. Yes.
Right. I didn't say it was.
It's not a soccer issue. It's not a San Diego soccer issue. It's not a Mexico soccer issue. It's a San Diego LA issue is what
some
it is.
Some of that is. You might be right. Yeah.
Because we don't see this with any other, when any other team comes in. You might see it sometimes with when the Giants come
create
in,
a little havoc, yes,
or when Arizona comes in, but you don't. You only really ever see.
I know,
this
but I don't think you're going to see
when
an
LA
out.
Team.
I don't
comes
think you're going to see
in.
A line brawl at the Dodger Padre game. In
there
a couple
are
of weeks.
There are plenty of fights
but
in the concourses, though.
No, you're right,
and it's every
it's
single series.
It's too bad.
So I wouldn't say it's a San Diego thing. It's definitely not a soccer thing. It's not a Mexico soccer thing.
I don't even
know.
I think LA.
It's a San Diego
too
LA
simple.
Thing.
I think it's just bad fan behavior.
No, I agree.
And I'm tired of it in all aspects. We're seeing it way too much in all kinds of different areas. So come on, people.
But there's something about when LA comes down here. That brings out the worst in both sides.
Yeah, we got to go to break, but let me just throw one more thing at you. If you're going to the game tonight and you're sitting out in left field or anywhere close, don't even start with Tommy Pham. Right? Let's stay away from this stuff. That enough said on that. He's in the lineup tonight. That's why I'm saying so. Gwynn and Chris returns with the Big Five. We'll check. We just take a break.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
First, and we got to get to today's Big Five, because there's a lot of stuff to talk about, and we'll probably have a lot to say about it. We'll get some traffic in there at some point, Frank. But let's play ball.
Yes, I'm sure we will. Just give me 1 second.
All right, you careful? Are you okay?
All right, yeah, we're just trying to get everything all. No, we're just trying to get everything all in order, organized, ready to go, and I believe we are ready to go.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Frank, take it away.
Yeah, fun start today. We will start off with...
Number five.
There that goes.
Oh. All right. Always a good place to start, Frank,
yeah, well,
number five.
You know, a woman has accused New Orleans Pelicans forward Zion Williamson of rape in addition to, quote, sexual, physical, emotional, and financial abuse over the span of a multi-year relationship, according to a lawsuit submitted to the Los Angeles Superior Court Thursday. The woman, who is identified as Jane Doe, accuses Williamson of, quote, continuing a pattern of abusive, controlling, and threatening behavior over the course of a relationship that started during Williamson's freshman year at Duke and lasted from 2018 to 2023. Attorneys noted that Williamson and the woman had, quote, a consensual and casual relationship that ended a year ago, and that, quote, at no point during or immediately after that relationship did the plaintiff raise any concerns. They added that Williamson has reported the woman's attempts as, quote, extortion to law enforcement, that the two-time All-Star plans to file a counterclaim. Tony, not the greatest of news to be coming out for Zion Williamson.
No. There's a question there, or we just want my commentary?
Commentary.
How bad is the news for Zion Williamson?
I don't know. I am going to hold the position of wait and see.
Yeah.
Until there's more information out, and see how this thing goes. I mean, the initial kind of news is never good for the person being accused, whether it turns out to be true or not. And so I think I'll wait in terms of forming an opinion on it. But certainly right now, that news is not good for Zion Williamson.
Chris?
Yeah, these things are always, like Tony said, even if every claim that she has made turns out to be completely, you know, untrue, and they prove that it was fabricated, and they prove that it was an attempt to extort some money from a really rich athlete, there's going to be a lot of people who don't hear that part.
Yeah.
They're only going to remember, oh, didn't Zion Williamson get, you know, busted for rape and all of these things?
Right.
So
right. That's
the really unfortunate thing of, you know, being in the public eye. Again, now, if any of this stuff is true, then by all means, you know, I hope that nobody is lenient on Zion Williamson. This kind of behavior should not be tolerated in any way. But you can't possibly form an opinion yet and without getting, you know, more information. Yeah. So this is, you know, I don't know what the percentage is on this. I've never really kept track. But when people make these claims, like, it seems like we never really do find out the answer, do we? You know what I mean? Because one side says one says the other, then they usually settle somewhere in the middle, and we really don't know. So, but I feel bad for Zion at the moment if it's, you know, fabricated as he says.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that as well.
Number four.
All right, sticking with the athletes in trouble, soon after... Well, no, not this is a different kind of trouble.
We can find these all every day, every week, athletes in trouble.
This is a different kind of trouble. Soon after Lance McCullers Jr.'s family received online death threats following a tough start by the Astros pitcher, his five-year-old daughter, Ava, overheard wife Kara talking on the phone about it. What followed was a painful conversation between McCullers and his little girl. McCullers said, quote, "She asked me when I came home, 'Daddy, like, what is threats? Who wants to hurt us? Hurt me?'" McCullers said to the Associated Press on Wednesday. So those conversations are tough to deal with. McCullers is one of two MLB pitchers whose families have received online death threats this month, as internet abuse of players and their families is on the rise. Boston Red Sox reliever Liam Hendricks took to social media soon after the incident with McCullers to call out people who were threatening Hendricks' wife on social media. Chris, I don't know what else, what can Major League Baseball do?
Yeah.
Or even like Twitter or these social media companies do to try to help curb this unsettlingly increasing
activity?
Yeah,
this is the really bad part of social media. And, I mean, it's the lowest of the low in terms of, you know, fan behavior, because you're making these threats and you're completely hiding behind it.
Yeah.
We don't even know who you are or where you're coming from, or, you know, if you live next door to Lance McCullers or if you live, you know, in another country. So you don't know exactly how scary it is. This kind of stuff is awful. We talked about this when this came out. And I think the thing we both agreed is that the only thing Lance McCullers can do is not wait for Major League Baseball. He's got to get some security for his own peace of mind. And I believe he's done that.
I think he has.
Yes.
So, you know, that's number one. And number two, I asked Scraby about this because I'm not as Twitter, you know, friendly as everybody else out there. But if there's a way to trace at all where some of this comes, you say, what can Twitter do? Maybe there's some way that they can trace to where these come from. And then I want these people caught and, you know, put behind bars quickly to deter anybody else from doing this kind of thing. This is a very scary thing. And Lance McCullers, by pointing out the story with his daughter, there isn't a father out there that doesn't feel a gulp in their throat hearing that.
There is no policing Twitter at all. All the whatever, you know, barricades had been put up, they have all been removed. So it is a, you know, free to do and say what you want. I think this is, yes, a big social media thing, but this uptick has to do with gambling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
people
we mentioned
not
that,
being.
Yeah.
and people just having no, like, self-awareness. I don't even know what the right word is. I mean, like, what would possess you to threaten a player that that is having, that didn't necessarily pitch bad, but just didn't get done what you wanted them to get done.
Right.
And so now you should threaten their life because of it. That's just, it's, that sound bizarre. That doesn't sound bizarre to anybody. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is. So, it's awful behavior, and it is a little off.
But I think it has a lot to do with gambling too.
Yeah, you know? It's another one of the unintended consequences of everybody falling in love with gambling.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
You know, we go over that often on this show, how dangerous it is, before we do the Gambit segment, and then people go, you guys are talking out of both sides of your mouth. But I think when we do the Gambit segment, I think we try to keep it in perspective. These people obviously are not doing that.
Have no perspective, yeah, for sure.
We also have no money on the Gambit segment.
That's
least,
right.
That's also
I know
true.
Of.
Yeah, exactly.
That's also true.
Oh, you didn't know last night, Frank, you lost $400 to Tony and I.
Yeah, that's right. You know what? Next time I see you, you can pay up.
That's right.
Huh? Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yormark reiterated his support for the 5+11 college football playoff model, saying Friday that even though the Big Ten and SEC are leading the discussion, those conferences have a, quote, great responsibility that goes with it. Over the past several days, momentum has grown for an expanded 16-team playoff that would feature the top five conference champions as automatic qualifiers and 11 at-large teams, a model Yormark presented when the Power Four commissioners met recently in Charlotte, North Carolina. Another model that has been presented includes four automatic qualifiers for the Big Ten and the SEC.
Wow.
The ACC and Big 12 get two, and one for the top group of five team.
Yeah.
Both the Big 12 and the ACC are against this model.
Can't imagine why.
Yeah, I know, right? Tony, what say you on this ridiculous proposal for the college football playoff?
I mean, I here's what I say. I won't be surprised if that last model gains momentum.
I know.
When it's all said and done. I mean, the SEC talks like that, and there ain't nothing anybody can do about it, right? They can have an answer like that, and no one really bat an eye. And I have no doubt that as we speak now, or whenever they meet again, that last proposal will catch fire. To have four SEC, four Big Ten. Was two ACC and two
Big 12. Yeah, 4, 8, 10, 12. 12. Yeah, you'd be lucky there's anything left over for...
Man, I could 100% see that.
Yeah.
So, that's what I say, is that this is moving... And by the way, this all starts in 2026, if I'm not mistaken. So, this all is going to move really fast, it feels like, at this point. Because we've gone from, like, no conversation to... We're definitely adding teams to now all of a sudden we're talking 16 in 2026. They've moved on beyond that. So,
it's amazing how they all love the playoff now that we've finally come upon it. We were like, right. For 30 years, we're like, how about a playoff? Oh, no, we can't make any money. What? So.
Yeah, they figured out a way to make money.
Figured it out. Tony's right. The SEC, I mean, we mentioned it a little bit yesterday. The SEC is already talking about leaving the NCAA football altogether to go do its own thing. So I would, if I was the NCAA, I'd let them leave and just let them see how they do on their own. And maybe they would do well. I don't know, without the rest of college football. But it would be interesting to see Alabama actually have to play 11 good opponents a year, because they wouldn't be able to schedule Mercer anymore because they wouldn't be in the same conference or same league. But what's going to happen, I believe, is the NCAA will give in to what the SEC wants in order to keep the SEC happy. So I think Tony's right. I think if you get out of it with 4-4 and 2-2, that's minimum. I mean, the SEC's got to get four automatic with a chance to get more out of 16.
Yeah.
I mean, if anything, why can't you just go 3-3-3-3?
Like, because the SEC has to feel like they're better than everybody, or they're not going to agree.
I'm a Big Ten fan. I'm a Penn State guy, and even I'm saying this is ridiculous.
Well, it's nice of you to think that, Frank. Penn State
guarantees Penn State's in every single year. Like, I don't know. And even that's just, it's stupid.
The one thing it does is it takes away from conference championship games. They're going to have to find that out eventually, that these games are going to need to go away because no one's going to care.
I think I was just watching, is it Joe Klatt?
Joel Klatt, he's good.
He was highlighting that that's what this is doing, is basically making these conference championship games, like, obsolete.
Right. Who would you rather be last year? Georgia beat Texas to win the SEC. But Texas ended up in the final four of the playoff, and Georgia was out in the first round. So what was better? Texas, right. I think, even though Georgia won the conference. So
it's
a mess, Frank.
Yeah, it is.
There's a lot of money to be had, and you ain't getting any of it.
No kidding, huh? Wouldn't be here if that were the case.
Number two.
All right, because I'm in the Scraby spot, we're going to do a Scraby story. The San Francisco 49ers defensive line renovation continues as they are working to finalize a trade with the Philadelphia Eagles for edge rusher Bryce Ruff. The trade, which is expected to be finalized next week after the calendar turns to June, includes a restructured contract for Huff. Huff is slated to make $16.75 million in fully guaranteed money in 2025, but the Eagles will take on $9.05 of that salary, leaving the Niners to handle the remaining $7.95 million this season when the deal is completed. San Francisco is expected to send a mid-round draft pick to the Eagles for Huff. Chris, solid move by Scraby's Niners, yes or no?
Oh, everything the Niners do is brilliant. and let me be the first to say that, because I don't know if you remember this, Tony, but a couple of weeks ago when I said that the 49ers have nothing left in the cupboard.
Yeah.
We know John Lynch is from San Diego, the general manager of the 49ers. And his father, Big John, who started all the sports talk radio in Southern California way back when, listens often. And he wasn't pleased that I said the 49ers' cupboard was bare. He's defending John Lynch, which I don't blame him.
Soft and tossed chicken strip basket.
Uh-oh, turn that down. Uh-oh.
My bad.
That's okay. I thought John Lynch was gremlining the board.
No, it's probably
Mr. Lynch was on your head, huh?
Mr. Lynch was following what was going on. So on this one, I'm going to say that his son is probably making a pretty good move here. And, anybody, you can add a plus caliber. It's going to be good for your team. And when you can get the Eagles to pay for some of it, sounds like a win-win to me.
Tony, your response?
I think it's a good move. I mean, obviously, there are, they got some holes to fill. This certainly helps. You know, being able to rush the quarterback, certainly something that you can always use to help your defense out. I don't know that this addresses some of the bigger issues that persist with the team right now. And I think that's all because of the salary cap structure, right? At some point, you got to start moving guys. You come up against that cap, those penalties start accumulating. So I like the move, though. I like the move for tonight.
All right, with this last one,
I don't think it's not going to get them out of last place, though. Let's confirm that for Scraby listeners out there.
We got to kind of go quick with this last one here because we are running a little bit long. College Baseball World Series has begun today. This is going to be a pick'em for the both of you. Tennessee, Texas, Vanderbilt among the favorites. Who do you guys like, Tony, first off, in the College Baseball World Series?
Yeah, well, they're not there yet, right? They're in the playoffs.
They're in the
playoffs.
Right. Yeah, they're regionals in the regionals
first.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, Texas is always a good team. I mean, I haven't watched a ton of these games this year, so...
Neither have I.
I'm going to go ahead and say, how about North Carolina?
And that is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
I think they had a pretty big win this
morning,
too.
They won their first game, but I was thinking unbelievably, of the 64 teams, I was going to say North Carolina. And the reason I was going to say that is because I refuse to root for any of the 13 SEC teams that are in the tournament.
Same thought.
Yeah, last year was a final of both SEC teams, Tennessee and Texas A&M. So, yeah. You know, the SEC is going to probably win it again. But of the rest of the schools that aren't SEC, North Carolina might be the best of the lot. So
see, therein lies the problem, is that as much as we want to hate,
yeah.
they end up with two of them in the championship game.
Yeah, they have all the cards to play. Yeah, the SEC, blah, blah, blah. All right, we got to check some traffic before the top of the hour. Gwen and Chris continues ahead of tonight's Padre-Pirate game. Stick around.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury, here's Kelly Danick.
Traffic is sponsored by Eliminite Termite, the orange oil experts. We still just crashed the coastline. A motorcycle and truck involved South 5 near the 76. Tow truck is on scene. Everything's over the right shoulder. And now getting reports of a collision on the Del Mar Heights Road on-ramp to southbound 5. Also in the North County, collision on northbound 15 before Bernardo Center. This one's got the two left lanes blocked. Have termites? Eliminite Termite inspects, treats, and repairs termite damage, all with a full structural warranty. Their orange oil treatment is safe for people, pets, and the planet. No tent, no move out. Protect your home naturally. Schedule a free inspection at EliminiteTermite.com. I'm Kelly Danick with Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, we're back. Still have about a minute left to go here. Ella up and ran
Frank,
on us here.
I was going to leave.
I said we got to get back to it,
you
man.
You didn't tell me. Communication. We're only in the communication business.
Well, you know.
You'd think we'd know what to do.
I mean, things
happen.
All
right, happen. So we had to get the traffic in.
Yes, we did.
But we didn't time it. Right up to the top of the hour.
Well, we were supposed to. Normally, how this would work is traffic would be in
before the big
that
five,
and
yes,
then get the
I
big
know.
Five. Yeah.
This hour, 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by our friends Frozen Ropes, San Diego. Hey, parents, here's a message from Coach Kurt with Frozen Ropes. Is your child 6 to 12 years old? Baseball Summer League, perfect fit for your player. Starts June 16th through August 17th. It includes 8 practices, 8 games. Go to SanDiegoFrozenRopes.com, SanDiegoFrozenRopes.com. All right, recap of everything going on in the sports world, including that scintillating Rockies-Mets game, and more. Gwen and Chris continues.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.